Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. This is Access Astrology on Blog Talk. Mark Waltz speaking to you from New York City, and I'm joined by two colleagues, Ann
Ortley down here at Boca Ciega Bay, looking at the moon and the beautiful water at the turquoise desk.
Hey,
how beautiful. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from snowy Montana, where it's just beginning to thaw. We got 6 inches of fresh snow last week.
It's 78 degrees here, Heather.
Totally different kind of beauty. It's 40
we
degrees in New York.
Got our usual dose of rain.
We had rain today, too. You know, but warm rain, not cold rain. Not frozen rain like Heather had in Montana, right?
We got snow. But we also saw two otters cavorting on the ice on a pond, getting ready for it to thaw. They were lovely to watch, swooshing and swishing as otters can do, and letting
us
know that it...
They were playing. Oh, okay, cool.
And getting, you know, sort of working at the edges of an area where the ice is thinned. So they, you know, they go ice fishing and come back.
Oh, nice.
It's lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. I love that idea of ice fishing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's beautiful.
I guess they live in the water, so they don't find it cold, right?
Yeah,
like,
they have oiled, thick under fur, which makes it so that they can manage.
Oh, okay. That's how they do it.
Mm-hmm. On this last week of a long winter, huh?
Yes.
We have such a long winter. We've had actually 111 snow days so far this winter in Montana. Like a third snowiest, our longest snowy time. But I'm thinking of all the Pisces, all the planets aspecting Neptune this week. Bringing everything sort of to a fuzzy halt right before everything kicks into high gear when the sun goes into Aries and we have a new moon in Aries the week after.
Yep. Which is big. Yeah, this is I think the hardest week of the year myself in looking at the aspect. I was like, all the Mars, you know, Mars is coming in from passing his retrograde shadow, so we're going to get a new story. Mars is squaring Neptune number 3. Mm-hmm. He had that first square October 12th, I think it was, and then November 19th.
Mm-hmm.
So Mars
mm-hmm.
is like, okay, let me be better. You know, I'm coming in, I'm staking my territory. So there's a lot of excitement out there with old Mars these days. And I think it's and it's been a lot of volatility because of the Jupiter Vesta Neptune business, and then Venus squaring Pluto, right? Yeah, she's in Aries squaring Pluto.
Yeah.
So just a lot going on. And and all that out-of-bounds energy is just intense. So, yeah. I'm not looking forward to it, but I'm also looking forward to it because I happen to think this might be when Trump gets indicted because the Mars is on his... Sun in his, he's a Sun Uranus and Mars is on it this week.
Mm-hmm,
so I'm kind of
And of
course,
Neptune's always squaring it too. And
we have Sun squaring on Neptune and we have the Sun squared by Mars and just a lot. Mercury squares Mars, Sun Mercury combust. It's like a big week. And a Venus Saturn sextile and old Trump has a Venus Saturn conjunction. So like aspects trigger natal aspects. So we'll see.
But I have a feeling that he is, you know, Teflon Don, as they say. If he could fade into obscurity, I would be happy. I would love to just see that fade away.
Well, I think the dementia is getting worse, Heather. His mother and father both had it. And
mm-hmm.
if you look at him when he was much younger and he spoke, he was a very articulate man. And now it's like a word salad. So
right.
I think dementia is pretty bad. But, you know, obviously he's still running around. And he has enablers, so we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see, you know.
Okay.
I'm hopeful. You know, they're doing a lot of stuff he's jumping around about. You know, he always jumps around before something comes down. So we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not betting the house on it, but I'm kind of looking at that new moon that we have next week at zero Aries on a world point.
Oh, that's going to be so exciting.
I know, but it's also squaring that Uranus on a world point. So that's a lot of stuff. And then just the other day, there was this huge volcano in in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of earth changes, a lot of personal changes, people quitting, people getting fired, people going, I'm done, I'm out of here. You know, so it's very, very exciting week this week. So everybody hang low, huh?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, part of that is we're up to sunspot level. You know, this sunspot cycle was predicted to be slow, low, like the last one that just did not take off when Obama came into office, or the one that happened under Trump. It was like the quietest time ever for the sun. And when the sun's quiet, you know, all of our electrons are quiet, our politics are hard to get change happening. And this, you know, if you go a sunspot, if it was zero on a quiet day, 200, the sun is really rocking. That's, you know, was up around 200 during the American Revolution, the French Revolution, the mid-60s. Right now it's 135. And it's not supposed to peak until, you know, 2025, 2026. And it's speeding up much faster than expected and is much hotter than expected. So that's really turns up the volume on all the other aspects. And so the sun is we're looking for, new answers. People are just kind of getting activated, and we have, you know, all the new stories coming in. You know, Mars finally gets out of Gemini, and Saturn's gone into Pisces, and, you know, Uranus and Pluto is heading into Aquarius next week. There's all these new stories coming in. So it won't be the same old, whatever it is. It will be some new, for better or for worse, new dramas, new stories,
new directions. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
New directions.
Yeah. And all the stuff we've been talking about since August, we actually now get to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mars is like, okay, now I'm ready to let you go do it. Because I was diddling around over there when I went retrograde mid-November, and now I'm ready to say go. So, and then Saturn changes, and then Pluto changes, and we're flying fast now. So,
yeah, this week is going to feel like you're caught in a washing machine.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
All kinds of stuff flying through the water,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Ultimately, it is a cleanup job.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And you're kind of like, it's a little messy out there. And you're like, it is. What do we want to clean up? Why do we want to clean it up, right? So.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, every year when, and the sun goes into Aries. Well, first, you know, the sun conjuncts Neptune over the next couple of days. I'm going to go to a Paganicon, you know, it's a pagan retreat weekend with 1,000 of us in a hotel in Minneapolis and talk to other druids and talk about astrology. So that's going to be a perfect thing to do with the Sun-Neptune conjunction. You know, the mead may flow a little freely, but, everybody's staying at the hotel, so we'll be okay. But to kind of explore your mystical side this week, it's a good time to walk around in a fog and enjoy your fiction, but be careful about everybody thinking it's fiction when it's not. You know, Venus is moving into a square with Pluto. There's going to be some bigger stories around that by Friday. And you know, all that Pisces lingers while Mercury heads into Aries on Saturday night. And then we start launching in next week. We'll talk about, you'll talk about that because I'm going to be in Minneapolis.
You're going to be in Minneapolis.
But you'll be talking about next week about the fact, you know, next Monday is the vernal equinox and the next day is the new moon in Aries. And I always think of the new moon in Aries as the real beginning of a new year. And they're going bam, bam. So we go from Pisces, Pisces, Pisces to Aries, Aries, Aries. And it's going to be quite a week.
It is going to be really interesting week. Yeah. And again, and a little crazy, but not in a bad way. Just kind of a whole energy of go, you know, because all the planets are all full forward, full steam ahead, and Mars is out of his shadow.
And that will be good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that will be when we do it. So what is this you're going to? DruidCon?
It's called Paganicon.
Paganicon, okay.
There's so many different pagan groups around the Twin Cities that they used to call it Paganistan.
Okay.
And so they put on a big conference every year and lots of different pagan groups there. This year there's a couple of panels of druids, and there's one of our favorite druids coming over from England. And so I'm going to be on that panel, and I'm doing a talk on astrology, two talks on astrology while I'm there. So that'll be fun. And, it's a little wacky. You get all those pagans together. The clothing is pretty funny. But the hotel seems to love us.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't met in 3 years because
right,
of the pandemic.
Right, because of COVID, right?
Right. So, it's lovely to see that it's people gathering together again. You know, they're still asking you to wear masks inside if you can. But no one,
okay. Yeah.
You know, they're not insisting.
The virus is still out there, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So.
But that's going to be good.
And yep.
Mark, how are you feeling these Neptunian transits right now? You know, the Mercury and the Sun are about to conjunct Neptune, and that always plays a little differently in New York. And they're all square Mars. That always plays a little differently in New York than it does anywhere else.
Yeah, what I'm seeing is people changing their minds a lot and trying to hold two different thoughts, which is very Neptunian.
Very Neptunian.
What I've been seeing.
And you down there on the ocean, how are you experiencing these Neptunian
I've been running around a lot with the, I had a lot of things that were canceled or postponed from COVID. So I've kind of been jumping around, girl. So I'm actually home now until mid-April when I have one of my students is getting married. So I'm officiating at the wedding. So that'll be fun. That's in Nashville. And I've never been to Nashville, so I want to go to Grand Ole Opry and do the Nashville. You know, I like those hop-on, hop-off buses, so if there's one in Nashville, I'm going to do it. Where you get to go around and see things. Yeah.
That's exciting.
I know. It's really good. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. But, yeah, I'm home. I've been driving. Yes, last weekend I drove 4 hours to a conference and then back, and then this weekend we just had, I drove 5 hours where I lectured and came home. So I'm like, I put a lot of gas in the car and a lot of mileage on the car, but it also was like, all right, I'm ready to stay home and just go to the grocery store. That's the plan.
But
it's good. And, kind of a, my sister and her husband are coming next week for the week because he's Army Corps of Engineers, so they're dredging Tampa Bay. So he's going to be over dredging the bay, and then she'll stay with me and go walking and do whatever, and then Wednesday we have a St. Patrick's Day party, so I'm going to go to that with my building. So that'll be fun. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And, it's so interesting to see how people are going to be manifesting these changes. And I'm going to be really interesting to watch what happens as Pluto heads into Aquarius. It's only going to be there for a few months and then back up again. But I am really going to be fascinating how this is going to play out in the politics. So we just keep our fingers crossed that it takes us in good directions.
What do you think it's going to do?
I think it's going to bring up the whole concept of the demos, of the people. And it was last there when we were writing our Constitution. And there were a lot of, when Pluto was in Aquarius, before there were, you know, the French Revolution, there were so many revolutions where they tried to get rid of the monarchy and install democracies. But when you have group mind, and mobs are not safe creatures. And one of the pieces with that Pluto and Aquarius, I think we're really going to look at the overpopulation of the world and what, you know, how much the diseases that we're dealing with now are diseases of crowding. And that, you know, there are not out here, there are not enough doctors, vets, or teachers for the amount of people. That's, I think, all over the globe. The teacher rate has, there are 30% less people seeking teacher certificates now than there were 10 years ago because it's such a poorly paid and disrespected profession these days. So trying to get people, but if you don't have an educated populace, then what decisions the people make isn't very good.
Right.
So I think we're going to see the problems of crowding and the need for an improved education to make good decisions look at the difficulty of how, you know, of voting and how disease is transmitted in a crowd. So that's what I think is going to be some of the hot topics for the next 20 years.
Right.
Well, that's a nice,
what about you?
Nice optimistic spin. And I'm with you on that. There is also, though, there's a version of Pluto lurking just off stage. And you would like to come in and take over the whole stage. We'll see some attempts at that.
Yeah. That's an interesting point.
That's where education comes in so strongly. Because if people are educated, they can recognize these Plutonian characters who misuse it. Yeah. So we'll see where it goes.
And yes, so it's kind of exciting. So I'd say to let people drift and dream this week, because we've got such an exciting week coming up next weekend, that to kind of rest up, as you said, go home, do the groceries, get yourself ready and aligned, reconnect. Another thing that's happening this coming weekend is a Venus sextile Saturn. So it's a good time. I'm going to be connecting with some old friends. I think it's a really good time to reconnect with old friends or familiar people. You said you're going to a St. Patrick's Day party, like reconnect with traditions, and that adds to, you know, to use that aspect well.
Right. Yeah, I think that's the energy. And if we do that, then we get there. And I think it's also the other piece that's really important with all this Neptune is, you know, where we're grateful, you know, what we're grateful for. So when I was driving in the car, you know, coming home, it was 5 hours, you know, with traffic and stopping brakes and stuff. But I was listening to Anderson Cooper. He has a story, All There Is. Podcasts and episodes, and it was on loss and grief, and so he had different people coming in and talking about when you lose somebody or what grief and loss give you and how it gives you a gratitude for life and a gratitude for having life, because when you're mourning someone, you're where your heart is connected to them, you know, but it also makes you appreciate the things that were really good. So I think that's the other way to use all the Neptune this week, is to really be grateful for what we have and to just go, okay, I have a lot of gratitude for this in terms of how it's going to lay out and what it's going to be. If people are badly behaved, because trust me, they're going to be badly behaved this week, you know, sending them love and say, you know, obviously you live in a pretty hard space if you're full of that much hate. And and how do we cultivate the good or the better angels, you know, the, and so that's an important component, right? And just honoring you know, just how sensitive everybody is right now and how much we all feel. Whoops, the show just disappeared. A list of callers will appear here when people call in. You guys are still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
We're still talking, and
okay.
It looks like probably the recording will be on, but somehow it flipped off the...
Yeah.
It says
it's
they're
late.
Waiting for a host now.
Yeah,
that's
well, I was
weird.
The host. I'm the host, so I
You're
don't know
host,
why. It's...
So we got thrown off.
That's so weird. It said astrology is late. We should have been here. And said, so weird. It says you're there, Mark. You there?
I'm here.
And it won't let me hit direct connect.
No, because I'm in as the host. But it's saying I've been dropped. So, but my internet is working because the phone is internet. So I don't know what happened.
Okay. Well, we'll just keep talking
we're
even
not
if
sure
there's
if,
no
we're
people.
We're not sure if we're there or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it says we're waiting for host.
I know. That's what I'm seeing too. But we were hooked in, so they must have dropped us.
Oh well. Well, they'll get the report.
Yeah.
When it comes through. How bizarre.
It's Mercury square Neptune, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's saying to me,
really
I'm dialed in the host line, and it says you're late. You're late to start your episode. It should have started 21 minutes ago. I'm like, I'm here. I'm talking to you. I don't know.
And
I don't know if anybody can hear us. But we can't, if you guys are listening to us, we can't see you. You all disappeared, so I don't know what happened there. So.
In any case. So,
and Mark is still here, so we're somehow tied into something, so who knows.
So however it works, we're going to see that we give people the last bit of good advice. Here's a good example. With Mercury and the Sun conjunct Neptune, expect the communication get a little wacky. And double confirm. I just had to confirm all my contacts and reservation in Airbnb. Every single reservation I made was wrong.
Really? Wow.
And so I had to really sort it through to get it straightened out. Everything was off. The website had taken the wrong info. The person misunderstood, whatever. We got it all straightened out, most of it, but it was pretty strange. And so I just asked to double check, confirm, act like Mercury's retrograde, and make sure that you heard what you thought you heard.
Yeah, because there's a really good opportunity to not hear it, or to hear it incorrectly, because the energy is very much about, not clogged ears, but the not truth. Mark, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, because then you got dropped too, so I don't know. Not sure what happened,
yeah,
but
sun,
we're good.
Sun and Mercury together in Pisces is already... it's already kind of hard to read. And then when they conjunct Neptune in Pisces, of course, we get really, really creative answers to communications. Like waiting for hope.
Which is good. Yeah.
I wonder
so
what
weird.
Host they
mean. Well, I was the host. I dialed in as the host, so I was showing my phone number here. But I thought, my internet dropped, but my internet's still working, so I don't know what happened.
The world's
a little wild right now. It's a Neptune aspect, so we vaporized into the Neptune. But, yeah. So. Spring starts. We're ready to go.
Okay, so I guess we'll say goodbye for now, because we have no idea if anybody's on.
Yeah, Mark and I will see you next week, and Heather will be dancing with the Druids and the Pagans and having a fabulous time on the ingress.
It is a good dance, yes. And
that weekend is a nice Aquarius moon, so you're going to have a lot of fun.
I figured it's an unusually good weekend for this. They usually do it around St. Patrick's Day, but this looks like a particularly good weekend to do this. So, okay, take care, everybody. I'll see you
bye,
in 2
everybody.
Weeks. They'll see you next week.
All right, take care. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hopefully you heard us. Didn't we love you anyway. Okay. Bye.